Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. Sorry for a slight issue.
Dang you, Blog Talk.
Yeah, tonight's affiliate, which Johnny could take, is what, Johnny?
Looks like our affiliate tonight is iHomeAudio.com. You get an additional 10% off the already discount price in the outlet section at iHomeAudio.com by using coupon code OUTLET plus free shipping. This coupon is August 31st.
So coming up.
Yes, and on this podcast, you will basically hear, and good evening, everybody.
We have a very fun show tonight, Mr. For You, with stuff from Facebook, our mother who has an ingenious mind-flipping device called Ignore No Call that will offend every teenager. As well as other stuff, such as the wife must take down honeymoon snapshots of her husband because he sued him, as well as a drunkard, and other stuff. So, let's go. Let's see, the first stuff of the night, Facebook and satire tags. Well, we all know Facebook, and we are getting to groan and hate it, and honestly,
the love hate relationship.
We want to divorce this Facebook. I don't know about you, but the only thing that I sort of I don't get a kick out of. I'll tell you why. Because every fucking time I log in, hello, we're sponsored by this corporation, or this ad, or this thing. Can you please like our page?
Yeah.
You know?
No.
I mean, what do you think, Allison?
I look as if we want to like a Facebook page, we'll like it. Let it be on the person's time, not on the company's time. Or the group time.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Facebook is really sort of... what is it getting at? Is it getting at that it's becoming an olden cafe and its owner is only 30 years old?
Maybe.
Is it becoming like an old fashioned windbag? Yeah, all we see are dust in the wind.
Well, at this point, it's like you can't just say, oh, yes, people have a choice, like a crazy, no, let's just make it where they have to like it, or they get...
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I was talking to my mum at dinner, and she said, well, why is it that... what's going on? Because she knows very little about Facebook, as most 65-year-olds do, unless you have grandkids. You go, please get a Facebook account so we can have to communicate with you. It's become, I think, more annoying than anything. I don't know about you. I mean, I
I use my Facebook to communicate with my girlfriends. I also use it to communicate with friends and communicate with friends of friends and sorts of professional acquaintances that I consider friends and all of that, and mentors and all of that, right?
However,
it's become this bothersome thing where two things happen. One, you get suggestions on what you like, which you didn't even suggest.
Which is all fine and dandy.
Until you didn't suggest it.
Right.
You know, and then it doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. At all. But yet this kid, because he's a kid, you know, she got grilled by the media when it was starting. And I'm just waiting for that fucking chance to come again. I would love the opportunity to go on a technological floor and grill Mr. Zuckerberg and saying, why did you do this? Why did you invent this?
Right.
Why did you not keep it at the same thing that you were just inventing? Why did it have to go into a social... Why it has to go to social networking? Why does social networking actually not help us? I mean, it helps us and it helps us and it hinders us. You know?
Right.
I don't know about you.
Right.
I don't know about you. I mean, there are things that I take literal offense to, you know.
Right.
That there's one thing to convince a person to get a Facebook, right? Another person... to actually get a new Facebook and use it for the right
reasons,
exactly. You know, to use it for the right reasons and the right causes.
Right.
I mean, it's already 8 minutes of the show, and the thing is, these satire tags, and it's quite funny because I think that you know, with it being yesterday, the fact that is they've come up, it's told us how to act. Oh yeah, pick which emotion that you think is best.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even sadder is they've taught us how to think. It's reverse psychology, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
If you're a student of psychology and you pick an emotion, you know, and you say pissed off, well, why not? You're going to type in capital letters, but everybody's going to think that you're shouting.
Why?
I would love to see a massive protest come out on Facebook where everybody's shouting at Mark Zuckerberg. Everybody around the world, and it sort of becomes a Doctor Who episode, you know, or a Dr. Seuss episode of We Are Who's Here, you know, on a small little planet, you know, because Earth is the largest planet, but it is the smallest planet.
Right.
And it's it's 1.8 billion people. If you think about that, and it's, it's kind of shocking how he has been able to do this and massively get away with it.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's like you're wanting to control
I don't know.
The world.
I mean, as a person... As a person, people don't... I don't think people realize how bad it is, you know? There's... A Facebook news feed is not like a CNN news feed.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Johnny, what do you think of it? What do you think?
What? Yeah, like,
what do you think?
I think it's like totally different from a CNN news feed, that's for sure.
It's what?
It's like a Facebook news feed is totally different from a CNN news feed, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's a Facebook. It's kind of, it's crazy to think that, even on the site of, even on Twitter, for example, you know, a question is a question.
Right.
But a question asked in a hashtag
Forum.
Is that acceptable on an application?
No, not really.
You know, it's less acceptable on an application and an application applying for a job. You know, soon, unfortunately, schools are not going to be needed because everybody's going to learn in Twitter language. You know, 5 words or less. Describe your life in 5 words or less. Time's up. You know, how fast can you get a sentence out? I don't know. You know, pressure tests and lie detectors. You know, normal people being put in the lie detectors. You know, I mean, could you imagine that person situation?
Oh God, that would be terrible.
The pressure situation would be, hello, yes, my name is John Krasinski. Yes, I've come here for my regular lie detector checkup. Really? Yes. Well, we only do the lie detectors with felons. I'm a felon. Well, you're gonna have to put me under a lie detector because of the fact that it's gonna be absolutely crucial that you answer the questions. Okay, Mr. Prison. How do you want to proceed? Yes. What is your name? My name is Mr. Krasinski. Yes, we've already established that. Do you have any other names? Yes, I have a lie detector test. No, my name is not lie detector test. So my first name is lie, second name is detector, third name is test. No, my name is John Krasinski. Okay, Mr. Krasinski, where were you last night? I was at a bar. Where? On the High Street. Which High Street? The High Street in New York City. Oh, you mean Madison Avenue. Yes. Look, mate, is there any point to this? No, we were just fucking with you. You know.
Right.
Yeah. You know, places like The Onion and Our Service, right? Places like The Onion and Our Service do a service two people, which is, we don't care what you think. We are going to...
Right.
We are going to... We're going to kick your ass anyway. You're not going to know it. But yet, the funnier thing about the lie detector test is, you know, how much your stuff is, your life is worth, right, Johnny?
Right.
So, imagine if you were under a lie detector test as a regular person. Who would you blame?
Who would I blame?
Yeah, who would you blame?
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
I blame Facebook.
Well, who would you blame in Facebook? Because Facebook has many, many people in it.
Yeah, billions? Millions?
Well, billions, but there's only one person that you could really blame, right?
I blame Zuckerberg.
Of course we would blame Zuckerberg, because Zuckerberg lives right next to Facebook, exactly about 2.2 miles from its fucking headquarters.
It's like, yes, you're falling into my trap. Good.
It's almost, yes, you're falling into my trap. It's like Putin, you know. Yes, you fallen into my trap. Now I'm going to starve you. But, you know... Anyway... You know, it's like, we have a news for you, Mark Zuckerberg. We're all waiting for the lie detector test. We're waiting for you to go into a lie detector and really, really, really piss people off. Allison?
She will be back.
Watching. She will be back. Anyway, our next point of controversy comes out of the UK.
Yes.
And she's back, ladies and gentlemen. She has re-entered the newsroom. Sorry, we'll be back in 2 seconds. Hello, Allison?
Yes,
we're all going in the ballroom.
Yes, indeed, a little disappearing act. So
anyway, ignore no more. A mother releases an Android app preventing children from ignoring calls.
Yes.
What?
Exactly.
So you can't really miss your mother's calls. Yeah,
you know, when you hate your mother and you have a lock on your child's phone with, you know, when you lock your child's phone and your child is 17, it's like, Mom, what are you doing?
It's like, that's
nothing. I'm just teaching you how not to ignore calls.
Mom, I'm 17. I work at McDonald's.
I know, that's sweetheart, but you can't ignore your mother's calls.
I know, Mom.
It's like, we know this.
We know this.
We know this, Mom. But come on. Really.
I hate you, motherfucking bitch. I know you hate me, but now you can't ignore my calls. But yet, we were waiting for the day that this wasn't going to come true, and it's come true, which I don't... It has me freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, what do you think, Allison? What do you think on this?
I would most likely say those kids are going to try to find a way to get it off their phones.
I'm going to get a jailbreak. Legally.
Right.
You know.
Or... Very true.
Or, they're gonna go, guys, they're gonna go outside this date, and they go, guys, does your mother get the fucking app? They'll go, yeah, we fucking ate it. Does anybody know how to jailbreak a mum app? yeah, I do. Give me the fucking phone. Okay, fine. 5, 4, 3, 2. No, this isn't a bomb, twat.
Yeah.
5, 4, 9, 10, 20. Shit, I've hit the code.
You know.
Right.
The fact that, you know, she's had this ingenious thing of parents have the ability to lock their phones, smartphones from afar, making it unwise to ignore mom's phone calls. But I can see 7 problems with this.
What if the mother tried to put on their older child's phone, like over the age of 20?
Or even higher, 555.
Oh, God.
I have a job, Mum.
I know.
You know, mums around the world. You keep missing my phone.
When are you going to call me? Oh, I know, sweetheart. It's tea time.
Mum, I have to work.
No, it's tea time. You have to come home to me.
It's like, we can't do this.
I can't do it. Mum, I can't really do this.
Why can't you do it?
Well, because I have a meeting at 4:30.
No, fuck your meeting. Come home for tea.
I mean, it would be pretty damn funny.
It would be like, wait, you have to go to the... Yeah, you have to go do other things too. Yeah.
I mean,
I also have a wife
that I have a foot.
I know my daughter-in-law is a little bit more important than me, but I'll shut up now.
Yet, we can only imagine a perfect world if it was Putin.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine Putin's mother?
Like, Mom. It's like, stop calling me, Mom. I'm busy.
Oh, Vlad. Vlad. What, Mother?
I have something to tell you.
What, Mother?
I put an app on your phone.
Oh, Mom! Why?
Why?
Wouldn't be the first thing.
The second thing
would be, oh, why didn't you put an app on my phone? Because I hate you starving people.
These people aren't my friends, Mom!
These people aren't my friends! These people are my associates! I don't care! But, Mom, you have to take a bath now, Vlad.
I don't want to take a bath.
Turns on such an unimportant call as,
your food's ready. How do I turn this thing on?
You know, kind of thing.
Oh, God.
You know, could you imagine dictators through history and their moms and this app?
Oh, God. I'm bad.
Well, that's what the show is for.
Yeah.
But could you imagine Hitler with it? I have to paint the trees, or,
I cannot paint the trees.
Ever?
I have to play the train.
I have to play the train. Idol,
I need to get the drink just right to go back.
I know if it's after that.
Oh, Mom, shut up.
You know.
Come on.
Very spastic. You know, spastic kind of. Come on. You know, almost flaming all around. You know, but it. You know, the kids on the estate in modern day are going, shit. But yeah, Trigger kid in Texas consulted with designers and developers for months, and was finally up popular with like-minded parents. Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, you would have to.
Right.
Yet, it is quite, it's funnier to see this app, you know, among dictators. It would be hilarious with stories. I have to get the laptop in order. Mom!
It'd be like, Mommy! Mom!
Hi.
Mom! What? Hi.
Hi.
I'm here.
Like, hi.
I'm here.
But yeah, the funny thing is that, you know, how and then yet if her own son says, I thought it was a good idea, but for other people, not me.
It's like,
well,
other people, that means not son, not family, other people.
Well, of course, other people. Not him.
Right.
You know, and it is kind of funny in that fact. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, other facts, it's very safe. I can see a 5-year-old going, Mom, I want to call. You have to call me back first.
Mm.
And very
like, you need to call me. It's like, let me, I will call you if you allow me to, then
exactly.
Do whatever.
Exactly. You know, I'm taking it to a place where teenagers are going, oh, fuck, it's my mother again. You know. Yet, in another point of view, the old English bratty teenager, yes, I have control of your cell phone and it's my domain. Ring, ring, ring. Hello?
Oh, Mom!
You're having sex.
Mom!
Like, Mommy!
Mom, not now!
I know, you're having sex. I can see through your iPhone.
Oh, my God! It's like moms could see everything and anything.
Moms have a point. And then all of a sudden there are protesters. You know, teenage protesters outside the gate. Mom, Android off, mom. They call it the Android. We can't do anything, it's too popular, we can't take it off. Mom. All the moms come out with their cell phones. I could see it being a standoff, a teenager standoff. Cell phones on the left, cell phones on the right, jailbroken, and tap it. So, Allison, do you want to take the next topic?
Oh, sure. What would you guys do if you ever heard that someone was suing Someone was suing their wife because of putting up photos on Facebook, which we all know Facebook to have, sharing photos of friends and family. And someone actually sued their wife because they have wedding photos from 10 years ago.
That should be illegal.
Yeah.
That should be illegal. I mean, first off, you know, first off, why is this bastard going about this now? Is it stubborn pride? You know, Italian fathers, they are very stubborn about their wives.
It's like, wives.
I have to control my wife. I will control everything I do. Or she does.
It's like,
right down to how she has sex. You know.
Yeah, not cool. Clearly.
Not cool. But yet this guy is saying, if I'm going to take down anything, you know, it has to be on Facebook.
Alright.
You know, but yet, Facebook has a law, doesn't it?
A law?
The law, which is the charge rule, made the basis of a ruling of the legislation in 1941, which says that a person's portrait cannot be displayed or reproduced or sold without the person's consent. The wife's argument, the rules that have changed as technology has advanced, was rejected.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yet, the husband lawyer says the ruling could become a reference point for Facebook users.
Wow.
That has me stunned.
Yeah,
it has been stunned. You know, the fact is that, first off, we make albums on Facebook. Second off, the albums become kind of personal or public.
Right. Or,
you know,
keeping it where it's very limited people see it.
Well, very limited. That's what PISCA, or PISCA is for. PISCA, yeah. PISCA, where you can edit photos and whatever, and then not share them. I mean, it is like, no, you have your privacy. No, we don't. You know, nothing is private anymore. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
the fact is that the husband took exception to the pictures which showed the couple, who are not reported to have split up, hugging and kissing because they breached his privacy.
Come on!
I don't know about you. You know, the purpose of Facebook cover photos is to display it for public images, right?
All right.
Right. We would all agree on that, right?
Right.
But yet, the thing about it is how do you... How is it that the pictures of somebody's life are an infringement when it was his fault that he put him up there?
Right.
You tell me.
I don't know. It's, like, crazy.
I mean, if you put up stuff with your boyfriend, Allison, and you put him up and just said, these are my pictures,
right?
And you're getting a breakup. In your boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still on that. Would you care?
It's like, I myself...
Would you care?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I mean, will it freak you out if your boyfriend says, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna sue you, and it's an infringement on my privacy"?
Technically, he had a right to say it's both their issue. It's not just one; it's both.
Yeah, but he's a southern Italian prick.
Very true, but I would not. I would say it's you. You also put them up too. So to each, it's to be like both are. It's like we're both at fault, not just one person.
Oh yeah, basically. Yeah. What is crazy, what is crazy about it is how they're squabbling about these little issues that are
like you could find a way and just make it where it's like, oh, not public. You could always go to private, where only for me, or there's always those little things to say, well, can't see them. Thank you very much.
Well, you can't see them because they're private.
Right.
You know.
No one else in the world would.
Yet, what is crazy is how what is very crazy is how in the world you have they are basically, you know, pitching themselves away, and they're pitching it at each other, you know. That's the crazy part. That is the crazy part. But anyway, it is 10:40, and if you're just tuning in,
yeah.
We've just covered. It's 10:40 and 10:40 on the dot.
And we've just covered half a show, which, at the top of the show, we covered Facebook satires and Facebook. Then we covered a mother who has invented an app for her phone calls not to be returned, which is an ingenious but fucked up plan. Then going down from the the wife must take down the honeymoon snaps of husband that sues, which we never understood, and now the PZ. Well, and now we have a very interesting thing, which is that we shouldn't be afraid of ISIS, rather the enemy. Which happens to be
women?
Which happens to be women. Exactly. Happens to be women. It happens to be women. Women and guns. Okay.
Right.
Women and guns.
Right.
Women and guns and, let's see, women and guns. It almost sounds like a nursery rhyme, doesn't it? I mean, women's and guns and the fact that they had been abducted by the ISIS to become sex slaves for their fighters.
Oh.
And here's how the group... Yes! Sex slaves for fighters. Okay. Hitler had that too, so did every dictator on the planet.
Right.
You know, they did it with the Jews. Okay. They would use them. Now, I don't know whether it is because of the fact that you have I don't know, it's because of the fact that we have it's an all-female battalion, but from the New York Post, hundreds of mothers, sisters, and daughters have taken up arms and devoted their lives to protecting the Iraq's Kurdish population against the threat of an Islamic State. True. While known as the Women of Peshmerga of the 2nd Battalion, the group is made up of 550 female fighters led by Natalia Ahmad Rashad, Bancroft, reports, yet the soldiers have not faced the Islamic State since the terrorists seized control after the towns in Kurdistan, but the group has carried out in-depth exercises of scorching heat in Somalia to prepare themselves for battle. Okay, it's kind of like saying, yes, I'm going to prepare myself for battle with a gun. And I'm going to go kill men who are treating me as sex slaves, which is not wrong. I'm glad for this. But do you really... I mean, people really should not mess with women.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's like women guns... problem?
Well,
very,
problem
very big
in,
problem.
Very big problem, and taking it to the extreme of having it be a thing where
there is no kind of recourse. You know, I know if I were, you know, doing that, you know, as a guy, I would be very infuriated. But I would also be very angry.
Right.
You know, but as a woman, if they were treating me as a sex slave,
even worse. That's where...
That's where you've drawn the line, buddy.
You're right.
You
yeah,
know?
I agree.
And, Irene, I think that the... The crazy thing is having... I mean, it's almost like testosterone has gotten a hold of these women, and I'm glad it has. I mean, normally we do satire on the show, but this is the honest truth of Redford coming out. I mean, he's not arrogant when it comes to women fighters. He likes women fighters. But at the same time, it is honestly a good thing. It's a good thing.
Why?
How else do you expect women to respect their civil liberties and all that?
Right. It's like women could be very tough, very... could go for the throat as well. Which means...
Well, yeah, and vividly so.
And could really make it where those abusers feel it, and feel it really bad. And it's not going to be the most pleasant thing either.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact is that when you take advantage of any woman, be it an Israeli soldier or not, you take advantage of a person who is not well. You take advantage of a person who cares and a person who does not have a penis. You know. Girls and women are brought into this world to be them. And by using them as sex slaves, they aren't them anymore. They're a version
you're
of
just
them.
Right, it's like... It's like you keep on wanting you men want what men want, but in all reality...
Yeah, I mean, it could be a Trojan war. They could go that way, you know, about it.
Right.
They could go that way about it.
Very true.
I mean, I could see condoms being thrown around.
And
then... Okay.
And it just being very interesting.
I mean, images of adult throats being slit come to mind.
Right.
And, you know, it is... It is the kind of thing that you know, horrible things are happening, and I think
this is the reaction to all the fighting, you know, and all the bloodshed.
Right.
You know.
No one is going to want to be treated like a object. It's like you have another thing coming on that note. Clearly.
Yeah.
It's like you're wanting it.
I mean, Johnny, did you want to say something?
What? Uh-oh.
Did you want... Uh-oh is right. Do you want to say something?
Oh, I just had a brain freeze.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. Not one of those.
It happens way too often.
But anyway, I mean, it is... It is kind of... It is crazy. It is absolutely insane that they are saying, people are saying no, you know. And I'm going, what in the world, why are you saying no? You're the ones who did this, and it's a national crisis. It's more than a national crisis to them. It is kind of it's not even that. It is a thing in which everybody's worst nightmare is about to be true.
I agree. And that's the worst part of it.
It is the worst part of it, you know. And, it's the worst part of it in ways... that, ways that are unimaginable.
Yeah. And causing more harm than the good than whatever good would come out of it, which is very sad.
Well, yeah. And the thing is that the crazy thing of taking non-consensual sex from these guys. That's the craziest thing. Yeah.
And it's ultimately abuse towards women.
Oh, absolutely.
Which, and ultimately, is very bad. Which is bad, not can be bad, which is bad.
Oh, definitely. What?
Sorry.
Nothing.
But, you know, I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to end this podcast at least in... of the facts.
Right.
Abuse towards women is wrong. So it's psychological brainwashing.
even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse.
With that being 10:55, we will be back next week on... Oh, no, it is next
Wednesday.
Week. Wow. Hello.
Yeah.
My brain freeze for tonight. Jeez, we'll be back on Wednesday. However, Allison, do you want to take us out?
Oh, yes. You can find all of our news and information at itsmyurls.com/AMC Press. And you can also check out all our affiliates on AMCPressCo.com and find our new post, among other things, on there. And we'll be back Wednesday. Bye.
Good. Have a great evening.